feeder cattle futures rallied on Friday. Cattle producers received positive trade news to end the week. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 20th of May. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ended up $3 to $5 lower last week on a live basis at $115 to $117 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains, at $117 in Nebraska, and at $116 to $118 in the Western Corn Belt. Dressed prices were $2 to $5 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $185 to $190. They were $3 to $10 lower in Nebraska at $185 to $186. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, explains, "The positive basis has been the motivating factor for most feedlot managers to sell cattle, even though they prefer to hold the line on cash prices." He adds that last week's cash trade still represents a positive $6 basis, but expectations are for it to be whittled away over the next month. "It would appear," Griffith says, "the finished cattle market is now in a situation where things are going to get worse before they start to get better." Oversold conditions and follow-through technical support helped cattle futures close higher Friday, especially feeder cattle. More on those in a moment. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.31 higher across a range of 80 cents to 180 higher. Week to week, they closed mixed from 10 cents to $1.17 lower in three contracts to an average of 61 cents higher across a range of 2 cents to $1.32 higher. The slow start to grilling season continues to weigh on beef prices. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 80 cents lower week to week on Friday afternoon at $220.31 hundredweight. Select was 82 cents higher at $208.28. According to Griffith, it's almost certain that the high for choice beef is in for the year, and there's a possibility for it to test the $200 mark. Griffith also notes that while seasonal, the choice select spread is nearly $10 lower than the widest spread a year ago, which hints at supply and demand of choice versus select. As seasonal pressure, weather delays, and looming heavy beef production continue to pressure cattle and beef markets, calf and feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $5 a hundredweight lower nationwide last week, with instances of as much as $8 lower, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.46 lower week to week on Friday, across a range of 95 cents to $3.10 lower in spot May, and that was with an average of $2.35 higher on Friday, except for 30 cents higher in spot May. Griffith says it's not surprising to see the lightweight calf market begin to soften seasonally this time of year, but it is disconcerting to watch yearling cattle prices soften at a time when they typically begin seeing support. At the same time, he points out current feeder cattle futures prices are only $8 to $12 below the trading range from late October to the middle of March. According to Griffith, during this entire time period, cash feeder cattle prices never surged higher, nor did they have a washout. People making a living with cattle have continued trading on a flat market with little change in price the past 7 months. Based on recent prices and pressure on feedlot economics, analysts with USDA's Economic Research Service lowered the expected Oklahoma City feeder steer price by $2 for the second quarter to $145 a hundredweight. In the monthly livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook, ERS projects the annual feeder steer price for this year at $145.50. In his weekly market comments, Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, says he expects prices to increase seasonally for heavy feeder cattle as feedlot pen conditions improve. One potential snag in that outlook could be higher feed prices if planting continues to be delayed by wet, cool weather. As of May 12th, only 30% of corn was planted, according to the USDA Crop Progress Report. That was 29% less than last year and 36% less than the five-year average. Corn futures closed an average of 23 cents higher through the front six contracts week to week on Friday. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Friday in a late session sell-off attributed to reports that trade talks between the U.S. and China are at a standstill. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 98 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 16 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 81 points. Cattle producers did receive some positive trade news to end the week. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announced on Friday that Japan agreed to eliminate long-standing restrictions on U.S. beef exports, including the 30-month cattle age limit. The U.S. Meat Export Federation estimates removal of the cattle age restriction will increase exports to Japan 7-10%, or by $150 million to $200 million a year. Dan Hallstrom, USMEF President and CEO, explains, the ability to use beef from over 30-month cattle will also lower costs for companies exporting processed beef products to Japan. But, he says, for the U.S. industry to fully capitalize on this growth opportunity, U.S. beef needs to be on a level playing field in Japan, so USMEF is also anxious to see progress in the U.S.-Japan trade negotiations. Also on Friday, according to the Office of the United States Trade Representative, the United States announced an agreement with Canada and Mexico to remove the Section 232 tariffs for steel and aluminum imports from those countries, and for the removal of all retaliatory tariffs imposed on American goods by those countries. Those tariffs have been a sticking point in completing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement, or USMCA. Today's announcement is a big win for American agriculture and the economy as a whole, says Secretary Perdue. He explained, Canada and Mexico are two of our top three trading partners, and it's my expectation that they will immediately pull back the retaliatory tariffs against our agricultural products. He emphasized, Congress should move swiftly to ratify the USMCA so American farmers can begin to benefit from the agreement. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 20th of May. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.